Yeah, today I went to get something to eat and I pulled in the driveway and I pulled up beside the house and I looked in my rearview mirror and these two black girls in the car pulled in my driveway right behind me. I mean, barreled in. She didn't go slow. She pulled in real fast. I thought, what is that about? And I look at her, the other person, and then she puts in reverse and she was just turning around. But I thought, that's never happened. So that's a holographic fractal view, I thought. I thought, okay, so that's a holographic fractal view of the hive. And so remember, the legalists, they can go to church all day long, but they're part of the hive because legalism is the Jezebel spirit, and the Jezebel spirit is the hive. So these legalists, instead of asking you what you mean or asking you what you're saying or saying, can I call you and talk to you on the phone and see what you're talking about? No, they jump to conclusion because they want to attack. Why do they want to attack? They want to tear you down to build themselves up. They don't want their box, their flying monkeys in their little legalistic box to be free. So what they want is they want to tear somebody down and say, look, follow me, don't follow them. But every time they attack me, I already knew they were going to, I knew something was getting ready to happen because that car in my driveway, I knew it was going to happen. So then when they start to attack me, you're a prosperity gospel preacher or whatever they want to, everything, all the lies, they never stop. They just cycle through. So the legalists will cycle through. The Jezebels will cycle through. The Delilah, every year it's the same stuff. I've already been through this game like a million times. The accusers of the brethren or whatever you want to call them, they always cycle through and attack, you know? And so I knew it was going to happen. I knew something was going to happen, but I couldn't figure out who it was. Now it makes sense. They're trying to so she pulled into my driveway. I looked at her. She pulled out. The legalist pulling in my driveway online, I'm looking at them. And I'm going to call them out for what they really are. They're doubting Thomas is really. They're actually Jezebel spirits. They're in a box. They're in a cube. They love their box. They worship the box. And the box, the woman has the box in her. Mother Earth, right? So deep down, they worship Mother Earth. They worship themselves. They think they're, you know, the Bible says, don't compare yourself with one another and to speak evil of no man. So actually, they are setting themselves up higher than other people and don't even know it because they won't sit down and listen to what you're saying and talk to you. They're in a box. And if they're in a box, they love Mother Earth because Mother Earth is the flesh. And the box is the flesh mind. And so the woman's a piece cut off from Adam. She's the flesh side of Adam. And that's why she has a box. And she births the baby out of the box. And so the box is the birthing. So the legalist is actually a little crybaby. Because they're still in their box and they're not birthed into the spirit mind. They're still under the law and under the flesh mind. And so they can't hear me because their denomination, their box, keeps them in the box. It's a box within a box within a box within a box within a box. And the only way they're going to break out of the box is here's what's going to happen. They're going to get more bitter and they're going to attack people like me more and more. And they're going to keep, and eventually God is going to say, why do you kick against the prick? Why are you kicking against my saints who are trying to set the captives free? And God is going to knock them down and hit them over the head, and they're going to wake up 5 years later and say, oh, he was telling the truth. When the Shekinah glory shows up in your house and God downloads all this information, I'd be careful who I attack because you're actually attacking yourself, to be honest with you. And the more you attack, the harder the universe kicks back.